Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Sweet. Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back to the Peace Grows Here podcast. You already know my name, Yelena Theofilatos, which is a mouthful. So if you are like, what the heck was that? That's okay. You can just think of me as Yelena in your mind if that makes it any easier. But as you already know, today is not my solo episode. Today, I actually have a friend with me whom I want to take away and just be under that spotlight, because this podcast is all about celebrating female entrepreneurs, their courage, their passion, their dreams, to inspire you to feel into what is that you want and start making steps towards that, and also get some self-care tips and advice and inspiration as well. And my friend today has it all. Her name is Jessie Carroll. She is a registered nurse, did it again, alchemist and womb wisdom guide and practitioner. Womb wisdom guide. It sounds so good for my tongue. I don't know why. So thank you so much for coming, Jessie. I would like you to start us off by sharing a story about your journey as a human being and as a business owner, and how something personal of yours, something that you have realized and maybe overcame, that fed your business in those deep ways.
Great. Thank you so much, Leanna, for having me. It's so wonderful to be with you and to share my story, this human experience, and bringing in the spiritual journey that goes along with it. So I'll just a little bit about childhood. My parents separated when I was young, 4 or 5, and this was obviously a, you know, traumatic event for me, difficult. And there was many elements, but I would say that the one really core wound that I got from this was an abandonment wound and unworthiness, you know. And it's just, it's nobody's fault. It just happens. And I see this now as I've moved through so many of these processes. It just happens when, you know, the two humans, the adults, the child can't understand what's going on in a relationship. But this, you know, put me into some difficult times as I was growing up, and mainly becoming a people pleaser and not really knowing who I was or living my life as my own, just finding places to fit in and becoming a chameleon. And really just wearing a lot of masks, wearing mask over mask over mask. And the masks became painful. Not being myself became very painful. And I went into many substance addictions. Mm-hmm. That eventually, many, many years later, it was quite a while, took me down. You know, I had a bottom that was a blessing, a crisis. And through this crisis, I was seeking. And in my seeking, I went to yoga. And I went to a yin yoga class on accident. I would never have chosen this, because it's like you're stuck with your thoughts and your mind. And so anyway, I went to this class and it was basically torture for me for an hour and a half. And at the end, in Shavasana, the spirit of my grandmother, who had passed away 2 years prior and also propelled into a lot of grief and pain that I was pushing away, not wanting to feel, she came to me and gave me a message, how to heal my soul. And she said, breathe, baby girl, turn your mind off, go to your heart. You'll find me here. Connect to the earth. feel the pulse of creation moving through you, for you, and to you. And dance. And don't forget to dance.
Aww.
And she said, use your voice, speak your truth. Make sure they're kind and compassionate words. And they'll always be received. And if they're not received, then they're not meant for you. And maybe they'll come back, but just live in your truth and speak your truth. And she said, and when you purify your heart, your hands are an extension of your heart, and they will be light, and you'll heal yourself, the planet, and others. And this was a loaded message. I left yoga crying. I was, my husband's like, what happened? You went to yoga. And I was like, Nanny was there. She gave me this message. And what I know today is that this message is the shamanic path of alchemy. Breath, movement, sound, touch. Breath, movement, sound, touch is the path of alchemy, how to transmute emotions. And this was in 2013. This has unfolded over many years of trainings. Of I did two yoga trainings, Reiki training, Ho'oponopono course. And here it is, 2024. I came to the islands of Hawaii in 2020 and really found myself immersed in the beauty of nature and Mother Earth and receiving from Earth wisdom, Earth medicine, and embodied wisdom, really connecting to my body, the feminine body, as one with the Earth, because we are the same. We have the same cycles, the four cycles, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And in 2020, I was, you know, probably in the beginning stages of my coming into my crone, my wise woman era, this perimenopausal, menopausal, which, you know, I don't think I was ready to accept in that moment. And I was really thriving, found my medicine woman, found who I am, and my purpose of bringing light to others by discovering the light within. And that was beautiful. I've been a registered nurse for 23 years and always felt like I am a compassionate lover of humans. And within this system, the Western healthcare system, it's not so easy to do. There's many battles. It is, you know, necessary, but for me, it was starting to not work so much. And so I found my purpose. And then just, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's like navigating these waters. How do I do what I love and what I'm so good at, and then create abundance? And this looked like, you know, one of my yoga students reaching out, asking me to mentor her. And I said, oh, okay, this is the call. And I had all of this information that was kind of in my documents and my computer, and I put it together and I created a mentorship program. And and this started, you know, people started coming to me, and I didn't really, still wasn't clear on my boundaries and learning what my worth was. So that's been a big journey. And then in 2022, I was called to the island of Kauai, and I actually had a reading, astro cartography reading. It's astrology, the stars, based on like where you are, the ley lines, why you are living somewhere, what is your work. And in this reading, a sister of mine said that I was here to heal my matrilineal line. That is my work on this island. And it is a very tender, feminine island with that holds the mother frequency. It holds the frequency of the mother. And I ended up having this activation. One of my sisters came here. We did some drumming for 3 days. It was my birthday, and I invited her as my mentor to just like, let's get into this heartbeat of this island. And we were in the canyon and did this beautiful cacao and drum journey. And while there, the visualization is I was in this whirlpool, this swirling pool of water, and this red cobra ended up coming out of the water, which was my womb. And it was wild, you know, just drum and cacao, the places we can go. And this put me into an inquiry, you know, that this cobra, the snake transformation, and it also represents ancient wisdom and ancient wisdom of the womb. So that was the beginning of me really deepening into this new level of work of feminine embodiment and womb wisdom. And I was working with a Hawaiian medicine man who was do we were doing a lot of work with, he calls it energetic androgyny, which is masculine and feminine work to find the harmony and balance within your body, because we are 100% masculine and 100% feminine. That giving and the receiving. And so finding in the balance will bring you into a state of wholeness. And then I had an activation at this really magical beach here called Polihale, and a woman and I did this ceremony called soul adorning, and it's a body painting ceremony. And it was interesting. I saw her offer it. She was going to be on the island, and I said yes. And I didn't know why. It was pretty high ticket offer. I invited her to my, you know, to be with me for a few days. We went to this beach, 6.5 hour ceremony where she was painting my whole body pretty much naked, very vulnerable, and face, chest, and then belly. And when she got to my belly, I went into an altered state of consciousness that was what I know now. Was all of the many times, the lifetimes of my ancestors, my matrilineal line of the shame, guilt, doubt, fear, uncertainty, all of the pain and the distortions that have been endured in this space, in the womb, from, you know, sexuality and everything that goes into being a woman and creating. This is our power center, our creation center. And I was prepared for this because I had been in yoga and meditation, and I can work with my breath. And so I really was just, I transmuted it, I alchemized it, and I rode these waves, and I was just riding waves with my breath. And we were at the ocean, and it was really intense. Who knows how long it lasted? And we continued, and then I ended up just riding these waves of pain into pleasure and bliss, pain, pleasure, bliss, pain, pleasure, bliss. And it was just so wild, you know, how closely connected joy and pain actually are. Was illuminated to me. And then it ended up being sunset, and I just danced freely on the beach in this crazed bliss that was so magnificent. And I ended up just swimming and washing it off. And it was just this practice of impermanence and completions of the human experience, and just of letting go and shedding, and how it is to be a woman. And we do shed every month, and how I am in this place of losing this part of me, but I'm coming into a new level of my golden years and stepping into a new level of my power in this my crone. And so after that, I ended up meeting guides, one of them being Isis. She came to me in a vision and said to follow me, and she is a womb wisdom guide and a healer of the womb. And so I found my mentor, and I am in a 2-year practitioner, and this is what I am devoted to guiding women through this portal of creation, and specifically through this rite of passage into menopause. This is really the women that have been coming to me are in this same similar cycle as I am. And it just feels so good to finally be me. You know, this is who I was all along. And it was many, many layers of peeling away these masks of who I'm not, and unbecoming who I wasn't to become who I am. Freedom.
Wow. I think we can take a deep breath here and pause and take it all in. And of course, your story is going to keep evolving and ever changing. There'll be more and more levels of depth that you will find, and just to be with you through that now, just by the virtue of you sharing about it, is it's beautiful to see that, like, the arc of human experience, of our evolvement as a human being, that so much interwoven can be with what we do professionally. I feel like a lot of times in our world, unfortunately, there's a big gap between what we're actually doing to make a living and what we could rather be doing because we are gifted in a certain way. And your story, I hope that people who are listening to it can take as an inspiration of get searching, if they haven't found it yet, what is it that moves them in this very specialty way? And if they have found it, to keep at it no matter what, and invite those insights to keep on coming. So maybe you
Yeah.
could just extrapolate just a tiny little bit. I mean, what I mean by tiny little bit, because you already shared a good amount. I feel like from what you shared, I have an idea what you do in terms of the working with women, and at what age, and the womb practices. I just kind of want to see what does it look like in practice, so the people who are listening can envision what does that process looks like. Maybe you just can give us like a taste of your one of your ceremonies, and if you will, if that sounds
Sure.
appropriate.
Great. So really what has transpired through this is a deeper connection to my body and to the earth. And so my ceremonies are, very heavily infused with connecting to the earth. If they're in person, then then they're in a somewhere very beautiful. I live on this beautiful island. And if they're online, then it's just the visualization of bringing you to this place. And there's a temple that I've been creating that how to walk with me. And one of the ceremonies that I have in person is a devotional bodywork session, which is called Lotus and Moon Alchemy. And it is a healing session. It's about 3 and a half hours long, where you are with me in a devotional practice of just adoring and adoring, adoring and adorning your body temple, have focusing on the gateways of the feminine, which is the third eye, the throat, the heart, and the womb space. And so there is an element of massage, gentle touch, Reiki, and shamanic tools for clearing energies. So there's a sound bath element to it, and there's a lot of prayer involved. I have connected with five guides over the past 4 years, who, it's interesting. They all came to me in this beautiful activation. The guides are the owl medicine. I work with owl medicine, Kuan Yin, Jesus, the goddess Laka, which is a Hawaiian goddess of hula, and Archangel Metatron. And so these guides give me prayers. They have given me prayers, and they continue. And so I speak these prayers over the body, and it's just really beautiful. It's a way to for the woman to connect with her body and to her womb. And it's just so interesting, for me, 48 years of my life, and I never actually had connected to her. And through that connection, I was able to discover patterns. So it comes with a mentorship afterwards. It doesn't have to, but it's highly recommended, because when you awaken your womb, that this patterns will arise. And then it's always beautiful if we, can pattern interrupt to come into our higher purpose. And that's what happened. I was able to see these patterns in my mother line that had taken most of the women in my family out. All of the women in my mother line have died from cancer of some sort, mostly in the womb area, or Most recently, my mother has actually been diagnosed with a cancer in her trachea, in her where her vocal cords are. And I have been working, this is amplified in this time, my purpose, and I feel very positive that she will be 100%. This is how I feel. This is my prayer. And this is my prayer for my mother line, for my lineage, and for my descendants, and for all of the women that I work with, because we're worth it and we deserve it. So this devotional body work is what I just love to do. I really love in-person work. And then I have a temple, I have an offering called Rhythm and Womb. And this is a one-on-one mentorship. It's a 12-week journey, and it really is just a ceremony to offer a rite of patch a pass rite of passage for women. And it's 9 sessions via Zoom with an in-person immersion where we go to 3 potent portals and do these somatic ceremonies with the prayers and the intentions, and then also with the devotional body work session in there, Lotus and Moon alchemy session. And this has been very, very powerful. It is my journey. It's the places and the spaces that I have amplified since coming to this island, and the activations that I've had. So it's basically my journey, and I've found my rhythm and my freedom to be me, and just to do this dance with my masculine and my feminine, and find my wholeness.
Yay. I know, knowing a little bit about you, like outside of this podcast, I know that's been a journey, a deep one, because it's so interconnected with your personal process of evolution. And I definitely hear bits and pieces of it as you are sharing what you do. And it's, of course, what self-work, when people call to self-work, is supposed to be like. We're supposed to be, of course, in an active process of some sorts with ourselves. Whatever is that what we're doing, to walk the talk and continue getting deeper so that we can provide deeper experience for other people. So it sounds like you're right there with all of that, and it infuses you with all the inspiration and just energy to keep moving forward on your path. And I wonder, it's a perfect segue, I guess, into my next question. What else is that you do perhaps on a daily basis, or I don't know, monthly, whatnot, like some kind of a practices, self-care, techniques, you name it, that allows you to keep your sanity and come back to your center and just, keep putting one foot in front of the other? Maybe you can give us up to 3 things so that we can take them away and maybe start applying it.
Sure, I would love to. And I do want to just say that this is, really about breaking these generational curses that, and for me, it's been this unworthiness wound. And this is my mother, my grandmother, and my great grandmother. And I know this just because I know the stories. And so this unworthiness wound being, just navigating so much of my life. The practice that I really love to share and to do, I have this place right outside of in my yard, and it's a place where I bury. These owls have been coming to me for the past several years. They come to me, and I use their wings in my ceremony. I bury the bodies out by a bunch of palm trees in my yard, and this is what I call, the sacred salon of awakening souls. These are ancient souls that come to me and I receive wisdom. It is my Amakua, my higher self, my matrilineal line. So I go there, sit on the earth, and receive their wisdom. And whether I'm there or not, first thing in the morning, I connect to my heart and my womb and just breathe into them. I place, my right hand is the masculine side. I place this on my heart. In Hawaii, we call this the uhane. And on my left hand, I place it on my unihipili, which is my feminine center, my womb space. And I just breathe and be. Breathe and be, and I connect. And my visualization is a figure eight. I visualize like a golden light figure eight connecting my heart and my womb, created from love, a creation of love. Breathe and be. I am enough. I have enough. And I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. Breathe and be. Breathe with me. Breathe until you're free. And I just stay here as long as feels good. And yeah, just dissolve into enoughness. Yeah. So this is my main practice. And I will call in the goddess Lakshmi, which is the goddess of abundance. Goddess Lakshmi. She's the goddess of abundance. So yeah, this is my main practice. And I'm also very, like I said, very connected to Kuan Yin. So I have one other practice that I do where I will just lightly touch my finger on my womb space and create a spiral. And so I just create a spiral on my womb and I chant Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, which is the jewel is in the lotus. And this is just deepening that connection to your power center, you know, lightening it up. And yeah, these are two of my go-tos for sure.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. It sounds like you have put some, I would say, years of practicing and learning and just figure out what works for you, for your body, for your soul, for your psyche. Like, what is that tool that you can tune so that it responds to exactly what you need? And I hope that people who are listening can get that inspiration as well, that you can definitely play around and really feel into what is that practice for you. It doesn't really have to be something that you look up on the internet, but it could be an amalgamation of various learnings that you have accumulated, and also the intuitions of like what works for you, where do you want to put your hands, where your body needs some support and a little bit of a gentle touch right now. Like, use your intuition, people. That's what I want to inspire you all to do. And Jessie, I just want to thank you for coming and also ask you where people can find you. What would be the best way to say hello and learn more about what you do and just stay in touch in your world?
Okay, so my website is lotusandmoon.com. My website is under construction right now. So is my life. So I do have my bodywork session on there. The mentorship is also on there. lotusandmoon.com. And then really the best way to connect with me is on Instagram. Jessie Be Free. Jessie underscore BE underscore free. And these are the best ways to find me. Yeah.
Yay. Thank you so much for sharing all of those resources and inspirations. And I hope people can go and check it out. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me and sharing. I'm really taking it all in, and I hope the people who listened to it took away whatever is that they needed to hear today. Just a perfect little or a few nuggets of wisdom. And yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. Big hugs. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just I'm realizing that people on the other side, like the audience, is not realizing that we have recorded it the second time. The first time, troubles and tribulations of technology didn't let us to do well, but here we are, just to point it out that yeah, sometimes it takes redoing things to do them well, but that's okay. It's all for the sake of your ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this experience to be of a better quality. So if you like this episode, I really would love to inspire you, if you feel moved to do so, to give it a rating and maybe share it with someone who you think might get some value from it too. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for choosing the Peace Grows Here podcast.
And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.